RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia encourage human rights cooperation. Indonesian government to hold meeting on soaring food prices. Minister Ignatius Jonan accumulates support International Civil Aviation Organization Council, ICAO Member Council. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government encourage effort to increase cooperation on human rights issues with Norwegia. It was stated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi in her remarks on the 12th Indonesia-Norway Human Rights Dialogue Monday in Jakarta. According to her, currently the human rights issue has faced developing challenges and becoming concerns for both countries.
But in a view to sustaining its relevance, we need to continuously adjust our agenda of discussion to the current affairs of human rights issues. We should focus more on existing specific challenges to human rights that are of our common concern and interest.
The 12th Indonesia-Norway Human Rights Dialogue was attended by delegates of both countries. The dialogue was conducted on the occasion of the second Joint Commission Bilateral Cooperation Series meeting, along with the working visit of Norwegian Foreign Affairs Minister Borgi Brende to Indonesia. The dialogue was earlier conducted in Oslo, Norway in 2012. Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman said the government will hold a coordination meeting to discuss about the soaring prices of several food items like salads. Amran said the meeting will be held today, May 30th, at the State-owned Enterprises Ministry building in Jakarta. Amran told reporters at the Presidential Palace Monday, May 30th, 2016, that they will follow up on it through a coordination meeting at the State-owned Enterprises Ministry building. Then they will have more discussions with three ministries and Excellence 1 and 2. Food prices have been surging over the past few days. In Brebes, a kilogram of salads are sold for 45,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, farmers are rejecting the entrance of imported salads to the market. There are also reports that meat prices have gone up. Amran said the meeting will discuss almost all food items which prices have soared. After a meeting, a recommendation will be composed. Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan accumulates support for Indonesia to be a member of International Civil Aviation Organization Council, ICAO 2016-2019 period, by collecting transportation minister from ICAO member countries. Ignatius Jonan, in his speech at the opening of Ministerial Meeting of Transportation in Denpasar Monday, invited the ministers and the representatives to support Indonesia in the ICAO membership. As a consideration, Minister Ignatius Jonan also explained a number of development growth, such as increasing infrastructure and services in the field of transportation, particularly air transportation. The minister also explained how important Indonesia to be a member of ICAO Council of 2016-2019 period, since 45% of the world flight traffic is controlled in Indonesia through flight information services. In addition, the minister also shared various targets in 2019 in the field of air transportation that have been currently reached, such as new airport development from during 2015, the development of 132 airport locations, as well as the development of 27 passenger terminals at the airport. Officials at the Lore Lindu National Park in Poso Regency, Central Sulawesi, have closed Mount Rore Katimbu for hiking amid the ongoing Operation Tinombala, a manhunt mission for the country's most wanted terrorist Santoso and his terror group, the East Indonesia Mujahideen MIT. National park officials decided to temporarily close the area for hiking. There are no details yet on when officials will start blocking off hiker entrance points to Mount Rore Katimbu. The closing was related to Operation Tinombala, the nation's biggest joint operation between the police and the Indonesian military to capture Santoso, alias Abu Wardah, and his followers hiding in the mountainous areas of Poso. Officials of the national park would open the hiking roads again once the operation ceased, Sudayatna said, as reported by Antara News Agency. While the hiking roads are closed, visitors to the national park could still access and camp at the Lake Tambing tourist site. Most visitors usually spend the weekend camping at the well-known lake. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. State airport operator PT Angkasa Pura II has cooperated with Indian airport operator GVK Airport to increase visits to the Lake Toba Resort area. In the cooperation, Kuala Namu International Airport will be transformed into a regional hub connected to the Silangit Airport. The company said in a statement that the biggest airport on the island would serve routes to India, Sri Lanka, and other countries in Asia and Middle East. Budi said the company expected to double revenue garnered by Kuala Namu International Airport within 2 years thanks to their cooperation, citing that the firm was also developing flights to cater to the rising demand for Hajj-bound pilgrimages from North Sumatra. Meanwhile, GVK Airport Development President Karti Gajendran said the cooperation would evolve around an increase in flight traffic, aero-business traffic services, and non-aero-business services. Angkasa Pura II has teamed up with several airlines to open direct flights connecting Jakarta to Silangit, including with Garuda Indonesia and Sriwijaya Air. At least 500 cattle from islands of Sumba and Timor, East Nusa Tenggara, will be delivered to Jakarta by a livestock courier dubbed Joko Widodo Camara Nusantara I. Butcher Franz, the director of PT Bumi Tirta in Kupang on Monday, May 30, 2016, said that the cattle are ready to be quarantined. They are waiting for the ship to carry them to Jakarta. According to him, cattle with a live weight of under 300 kg will be sold at 30,000 rupiah per kilogram, whereas those with a live weight of above 300 kg will be sold at 34,000 rupiah per kilogram. PT Bumi Tirta supplies 500 to 600 live cattle to Jakarta a month. The supply is expected to reduce cattle import. The last item. Publicly listed property developer Jababeka TBK is allocating 350 billion rupiah or $25.8 million of its capital to acquire land for the business expansion of the Kendal Industrial Estate in Central Java. Jababeka Corporate Secretary Mulyadi Sugandi said Jababeka had already acquired 450 hectares of land in 2015 and currently is in the process of clearing another 150 hectares needed for the industrial park. Kendal Industrial Estate, which will be launched soon, is touted to be a low-cost industrial zone with good connectivity as well as competitive labor costs. The project is 51% owned by Jababeka and the remaining 49% is controlled by the Singapore-based Sembawang Corporation. It was meant to be an alternative area to Jakarta, as Tanjung Priok Port was already overloaded, Mulyadi said. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia encouraged human rights cooperation. Indonesian government to hold meeting on soaring food prices. Minister Ignatius Jonan accumulate support International Civil Aviation Organization ICAO Member Council. That was the news.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Save Indonesian Children from Cigarette Ashat. World No Tobacco Day is celebrated worldwide every year on May 31st. This is marked with a movement calling for smokers not to simultaneously smoke for 24 hours globally. World No Tobacco Day aims to draw attention to the widespread habit of smoking and its adverse effects on health. It is estimated that each year, smoking habit has caused the death of 5.4 million people. Since it was first proposed by member countries of the World Health Organization, WHO, in 1987, the movement has drawn various reactions, either in the form of support for the government health activities and public health organization, or opposition from smokers, tobacco farmers, and tobacco industry. Data from the Ministry of Health in 2013 showed that the prevalence of smoker age 15 until 19 amounted to 57.3% in men and 29.2% in women. The figure is the highest of all age categories. Currently, 20% of youth in Indonesia are consuming tobacco and cigarette at a younger age. The increasing number of smokers in Indonesia, especially among teenagers, of course, is very worrying. Though clearly the smoking habit can cause death, data states that Indonesia is a haven for smokers. According to WHO estimates, the situation will worsen in the next 10 years. In its annual report, the UN Health Agency noted that in 2015, 30% of Indonesian population, or more than 60 million Indonesian people, are smokers. WHO said that without more effective policies, the number of smokers in Indonesia in 2025 will increase to 90 million people. Admittedly, tobacco is one of the most important commodities for Indonesian economic growth. The tobacco industry from upstream to downstream has involved millions of workers. In 2007, Indonesia became the world's sixth largest producer of tobacco. Indonesian tobacco harvest has even contributed 2.67% of the global supply of tobacco leaf. However, the survival of the nation, especially the younger generation, is more important. The state must protect and save the young generation from the danger of smoking. The government should immediately ratify the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control so that Indonesia will be protected from the harmful effect of cigarettes. It is the obligation of the state to make more stringent rules to control tobacco products for the health of the nation, in particular young generation. Listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over aerial service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on May 1938 when Sutomo died. Dr. Sutomo was the founder of Budi Utomo. He and his friend established Budi Utomo on 20th of May 1908, which is commemorated as National Awakening Day. Budi Utomo was the best movement organization in Indonesia. The purpose of this association was to advance the country and nation in harmony by advancing teaching, farming, livestock trade, engineering, and industry culture, and to enhance humanitarian ideals to achieve an honorable life of the nation. In 1924, he established Indische Study Club, ISC, which was a place for Indonesian students. In 1931, the club changed to become Persatuan Bangsa Indonesia, which means Unity of Indonesian Nation. In 1935, he established Partai Indonesia Raya, or Parindra, which means Greater Indonesia Party. Parindra struggled to achieve the independence of Indonesia. Besides being active in political and medical aspects, Dr. Sutomo was also active in journalism. In 50 years of age, he died in Surabaya, Jepun, 38, the 30th of May, 1938. The next event was in 1913 when the Treaty of London was signed. The First Balkan War lasted from October 1912 to May 1913 and comprised actions of Balkan League, Bulgaria, Serbia, Greece, and Montenegro against Ottoman Empire. The combined armies of the Balkan states overcame the numerical imperial and strategically disadvantaged Ottoman armies and achieved rapid success. As a result of the war, the Allies captured and partitioned almost all remaining European territories of the Ottoman Empire. The war ended with the signing of the Treaty of London on May 30, 1913. With the Treaty of London, Ottoman Turkey agreed to submit to the Balkan region of the Balkans countries. After the end of the war, there was a dispute about the boundaries of power between members of the League, which led to the outbreak of the Balkan War II. And the last event was in 1967, Biafra declared its independence from Nigeria. On 30th of May 1967, Ojukwu declared independence of the Republic of Biafra. Diplomatic effort was held by Nigeria to resolve crisis. Less than 2 months after Biafra declared its independence, on 6th of July 1967, the government of Nigeria launched a full-scale invasion to Biafra. Nigerian forces besieged and bombarded the Biafran territory with air strike and artillery fire that caused massive losses among civilians of Biafra. Nigerian Navy helped to establish the naval blockade, which restricted the supply of food, medicine, and arms to Biafra. On 15th of January 1970, Biafra forces to surrender when their military commander general, Odumegwu Ojukwu, escaped to Ivory Coast. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is a reliable service voice for Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus theme is the presence of Indonesian President Joko Widodo in G7 Outreach Summit in Japan. President Joko Widodo, or locally called Jokowi, on Friday arrived in Japan to attend the G7 Outreach Summit at Shima, Japan, and was directly welcomed by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Present at the meeting were leaders of the G7, namely Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, U.S. President Barack Obama, British Prime Minister David Cameron, Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and French President François Hollande. President Joko Widodo got the chance to be the key speaker in the discussion on the stability and prosperity of Asia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, in the meeting, President Jokowi was accompanied by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, State Secretary Pratikno, National Development Planning Minister Sofian Jalil, Chairman of the Financial Service Authority Board of Commissioners Mulyaman Haddad, and the Ambassador of Indonesia to Japan Yusron Isra Mahendra. Meanwhile, National Development Planning Minister Sofian Jalil explained the importance of global partnership and improvement of global health coverage in Indonesia. At the end of his presence in G7 Outreach Summit, President Jokowi held a meeting with French President François Hollande. According to President Joko Widodo, the Asia-Pacific region is the safest compared to other regions, so it's not surprising that in 2016-2017, it is seen relatively better economic growth, which about 5.3%, while the world average is only 3.2%. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia's economy in the last quarter of 2015 had grown 5.04%. In the occasion, he also reminded of the impact of violence that had caused huge losses. In 2014, global losses due to armed violence reached $14.3 billion, or 13.4% of global gross domestic product, GDP. He added that the world also understands that Asia's developing potential is quite huge. Based on Asian Century 2050 projections, Asian GDP will increase by $174 billion, or 52% of the world GDP. Even President Joko Widodo said that there are more than 50% of Indonesian population with the age under 29 years. Indonesia is also blessed with plenty wealth and energy resources. Peace and stability, according to President Joko Widodo, to be created and maintained so that Asian countries should be mindful to create peace and stability. He also affirmed that any potential conflicts which often occur in Asia, such as South China Sea and the Korean Peninsula, should be managed properly. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe reminded other leaders of the perilous threat to the world economy today. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, as quoted by TribuneNews.com, hopes unity among G7 leaders to anticipate any changes in the world's economy, which is quite significant nowadays. He also mentioned world economic slowdown risk to China's economy's development. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta will bring you news in brief. Indonesian government encouraged effort to increase cooperation on human rights issues with Norwegia. It was stated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno LP Marsudi, in her remarks on the 12th Indonesia-Norway Human Rights Dialogue Monday in Jakarta. Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman said the government will hold a coordination meeting to discuss about the soaring prices of several food items like salads. Amran said the meeting will be held today, May 30th, at the State-owned Enterprises Ministry Building, Jakarta. Indonesian Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan accumulates support for Indonesia to be a member of International Civil Aviation Organization Council, ICAO, for 2016-2019 period by collecting transportation minister from ICAO member countries. Ignatius Jonan, in his speech at the opening of ministerial meeting of transportation in Denpasar Monday, invited the ministers and the representatives to support Indonesia in the ICAO membership. Officials of the Lorelindu National Park in Poso Region, Central Sulawesi, have closed Mount Rore Katimbu for hiking amid the ongoing Operation Tinombala, a manhunt mission for the country's most wanted terrorist Santoso and his terror group, the East Indonesia Mujahideen MIT. State airport operator PT Angkasa Pura II has cooperated with Indian airport operator GVK Airport to increase visits to the Lake Toba resort area. In the cooperation, Kuala Namu International Airport will be transformed into a regional hub connected to the Silangit Airport. At least 500 cattle from islands of Sumba and Timor, East Nusa Tenggara, will be delivered to Jakarta by a livestock courier dubbed Joko Widodo Camara Nusantara I. Buche Franz, the director of PT Bumi Tirta in Kupang, Monday, May 30, 2016, said that the cattle are ready to be quarantined. They are waiting for the ship to carry them to Jakarta. Publicly listed property developer Jababeka TBK is allocating 350 million rupiah or $25.8 million of its capital to acquire land for the business expansion of the Kendal Industrial Estate in Central Java. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Klaten in Central Java Province. If you love snorkeling, now you do not need to do at the sea. In Klaten, Central Java Province, there is natural pool which is developed to be marine tourism, namely Umbul Ponggok. Like snorkeling at the sea in the general, at Umbul Ponggok we can also see the beauty of fish because the bottom of Umbul Ponggok stretches beautiful sand, stones and coral full of fish, so that its situation is like under the sea. Umbul Ponggok also often becomes diving training ground for the beginner. If you do not like swimming or snorkeling, you can enjoy this tourism object by riding paddle boat. Listeners, this tourism object consists of two words. Umbul means spring and Ponggok means village. So it means spring which is located at Ponggok. Umbul Ponggok can be accessed from Yogyakarta around 1 hour by using private vehicle. This tourism object is often every day starting from 7 to 1700 local time. If you like taking photograph, Umbul Ponggok is good place and unique to take a picture. No wonder the place often becomes a place for pre-wedding photographs in the water. If you do not have to worry if you do not bring your own camera, because at Umbul Ponggok there is rental service of underwater camera. If you want to take a picture at Umbul Ponggok, we suggest you to come in the morning or evening because its water is much clearer and sunlight is still from the side, not above of the head. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled hobby, which in English means hobby. Stay tuned.
As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Hobby, hobby, which means hobby. Suka, suka, which means to like. Membaca, membaca, which means to read. Buku, buku, which means book. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Akhir-akhir ini, akhir-akhir ini, which means lately. Apakah, apakah, which means do, does, did, has, or have. Novel, novel, which means novel. Sangat bagus, sangat bagus, which means very good. Pengarang, pengarang, which means author. Sangat terkenal, sangat terkenal, which means very famous. Ingin, ingin, which means to want. Membeli, membeli, which means to buy. Beberapa, beberapa, which means some or several. Ternyata, ternyata, which means actually. Kutu buku, kutu buku, which means book-minded. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Hobby, or in English means hobby. The conversation is between A. Mary and B. Nita at the office. A. Mary: Apakah kamu suka membaca buku? Apakah kamu suka membaca buku? Which means, do you like to read books? B. Nita: Hobi saya adalah membaca buku. Hobi saya adalah membaca buku, which means my hobby is reading books. A. Mary: Akhir-akhir ini kamu membaca buku apa? Akhir-akhir ini kamu membaca buku apa? Which means what books have you read lately? B. Nita: Akhir-akhir ini saya membaca buku novel. Akhir-akhir ini saya membaca buku novel, which means I have read a novel. Bagus sekali, bagus sekali, which means that's very good. A. Mary: Apakah novel itu ditulis oleh pengarang yang sangat terkenal? Apakah novel itu ditulis oleh pengarang yang sangat terkenal? Which means, is the novel written by a famous author? B. Nita: Tentu saja, tentu saja, which means of course. Saya masih ingin membeli lagi beberapa novel. Saya masih ingin membeli lagi beberapa novel, which means I also want to buy some other novels. A. Mary: Ternyata kamu seorang kutu buku ya. Ternyata kamu seorang kutu buku ya, which means you are actually a book-minded person, aren't you? That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll meet again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Gus Hendratmo. Well listener, to initiate the segment of Music Corner, let's listen to the first song entitled T
Timang Timang Anakku Sayang by Gus Hendratmo. Happy listening. Listener, Berpacu Dalam Melodi, a famous program, was held by TVRI. The program was the beginning of live entertainment brought by Gus Hendratmo, an Indonesian pop singer, melodious voice, who has a vocal character more oriented to Tom Jones, a legend singer of the world, who familiarly known with the song Delilah. Gus Hendratmo tends to bring rendition of songs that have been sung by other singers, such as the song Timang Timang Anakku Sayang and Gubahanku. He had performed some tours of singing not only at home but also abroad, mainly in the neighboring countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Asmara Terpendam by Gus Hendratmo. Happy listening.
Di balik awanan gelap suram, alam pun beradu kunyanyikan angin lalu. Si mambang riang, teringatlah aku di masa dahulu, di waktu di samping saling menyanyikan bagaimana hatimu suara asmara yang terpendam, tetapi semua menjadi kenangan, kenangan yang membisu. Hatiku merana menanti bahagia sejak tak kunjung tiba. Jauh malam hari, bulan bintang sepi, di balik awanan gelap suram, alam pun beragam menyanyikan angin lalu, suara asmara yang terpendam.
Listener, the popularity of Gus Hendratmo, who also fluent to sing the Malay songs, tends to pursue the profession of presenter both on-air or off-air events at TVRI or other private television stations in the country. So, singing only as a complement in his performance when he brought events as a master ceremony or presenter. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last song entitled Gubahanku by Gus Hendratmo. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Tiada seindah saat ini. Bila ku dengar lagu merdu, hati tak terharu. Apalagi sampai aku titikan air mata. Masa berganti masa, sekejap rasanya, hingga tiba suatu hari aku jatuh cinta. Bahagia aku merasakannya, jatuh cinta. Di suatu hari aku jatuh cinta. Kini apa yang ku rasakan semua berkesan. Bahagia daku merasakannya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Bye.
melihat bukit yang sepi, bagai tak akan pernah layu selamanya. Harum kemuning membangkitkan gairah cinta asmara bagi diriku. Bila ku ingat kepadamu, hatiku akan selalu jatuh hati. Warnamu abadi, ciptaan ilahi dari dulu kala selalu menyepi di bukit itu. Kemuning mekar dan layu bergantian sepanjang masa. Harum abadi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.